I don't know that this is the time to go through those rules, but unless you have an interest in this, unless you have a financial interest in what's being approved by the resolution, you may have an obligation to disclose, but you would have no obligation to abstain.
Okay, fine. So I've disclosed, and I don't even know if my husband's law firm has anything to do with this transaction at all. I just know that Resnick is a client. So,
okay, so
that's all.
I'm going to mark.
But I certainly have no personal interest in this, nor does my husband, so we can
okay.
say it that way.
I'm going to mark you down as a yes, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, can I recuse myself, you know, Jeff Bank does business with Resnick.
Well,
I don't want to extend now.
We'll note that you've disclosed that the Jeff Bank does interest with Resnick, but the Jeff Bank has no, nor do you, Ed, have any financial interest in recapturing sales tax benefits, right? Maybe we ought to bring somebody in to explain these rules, because if we get carried away with the direction we're going here, we'll never be able to vote on anything.
I think that's an excellent idea.
I think that would be a great idea.
Yes.
Okay. Jen, can you arrange that with Bob Ryan? Because, I mean, I have no knowledge of why this has become such a problem lately, but unless somebody has an interest in the resolution or the transaction authorized by the resolution, I don't believe they have any obligation to abstain. But let's get somebody who knows these rules better than me to give you better advice than I can give you.
I'll set that up.
Yeah, I think that would be really helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I asked who was in favor. Was there any against?
Everybody said yes, except Susie, who was silent, and she's clarified we can mark her as a yes.
Okay.
Correct.
The next is authorizing the recapture of sales and use tax exceeding the total amount authorized from Yasgur Road Productions, LLC. A motion?
So moved. Paul?
Second, Susie.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any against? Okay, it passes. Next resolution is consenting to Frito-Lay, Inc. becoming the successor to Ideal Snacks Corporation with respect to the transactions described herein, which is in the resolution.
I think for Sullivan County, there could be no better news than a Fortune 100 terrific employer being PepsiCo through its subsidiary, its wholly owned subsidiary, Frito-Lay Inc., is now the employer of all of the workers at Ideal Snacks. I originally circulated a resolution, which Jen sent around last week, I believe, indicating that we would be consenting to the merger. But as it turns out, in discussing this with the M&A attorneys that handled the transaction, the merger was just way too complicated for me to describe or even understand, frankly. So what we have suggested is that the IDA consent to Frito-Lay Inc. becoming the successor to Ideal Snacks Corporation with respect to this project. And it's great that we were able to help a business that got started in Sullivan County and ultimately ended up creating products that are so nationally in demand that Frito-Lay Inc. has bought the company, in effect.
Are they committed to staying in Sullivan County?
They are.
That's the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned.
And, you know, it makes no difference in terms of this transaction, but to give you an idea of their mindset, they have a whole economic development group that works for the Pepsi-Cola company in, and their home base is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And when they were considering a few million dollar paving job which is ongoing right now, because one of the problems that was always a problem at Ideal Snacks was where to park all the trailers. I don't know if anyone has been recently driving by there, but they're creating a very large parking lot between the building and Route 17 on the substantially all of it on the parcel of land that used to be the bowling alley. Is that making sense to everybody?
Yep.
Yep.
They contacted us and wanted to know about abatements and ultimately decided that they would keep their powder dry and make that request someday down the road if they do a substantial plant expansion. And they decided internally with no pressure on our side to simply pay the sales tax on their large paving jobs. So the county and the state will be receiving a significant amount of sales tax on the aggregate, the stone and the blacktop that's going into this parking lot. It's a huge job. If people drive by, you'll see. And, you know, from my standpoint, there's no better news than having an absolute first-class employer like Pepsi having a stake in Sullivan County.
I'm surprised there wasn't an antitrust thing with this.
I agree.
Why?
Well, the Frito-Lay is a dominant factor in snacks.
Yeah, but they have a lot of competition. I mean, we're not in a antitrust seminar, but I don't see that as being an issue when you have a lot of other very large players in the snack industry.
No, I it's wonderful. It's just a question I have. It's sort of a rhetorical question.
Yeah, the product that has become extremely successful that is being manufactured at this location is called Popcorners, if any of you are familiar with it.
Unfortunately, yeah. We're way too familiar.
Is it any good?
Oh, my God. I can attribute at least two of my COVID pounds to Popcorners.
All right. Well, that's a product that has received substantial national distribution through Walmart and other national outlets, and they're almost unable to keep up with the demand, and that's what's being manufactured at this location. They also, the parent company of Ideal, which is a company called BFY, which is an acronym for Better For You, also has a plant in the Middletown area in Orange County, now also owned by Frito-Lay, Inc. And Frito-Lay, Inc., as I said, is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Pepsi-Cola company. So the resolution is simply they want to redocument the transaction, and so do we. We don't want to have a IDA transaction between Ideal Snacks and the IDA when Ideal is now gone and no longer the employer. And they're not asking for anything additional. They're just asking to be substituted for Ideal for the remaining term of the project.
Well, can we make a motion?
Yep. Is that you, yeah. Howard?
That's me, Howard.
I'll second it, Paul.
Okay, any more discussion than we already had? Then I'll call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any against? Okay.